It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Our guest this morning is Bill Mettelfeld. Minnesota gets 83% of its current energy from fossil fuels. So what does that mean for our future? Now, there's a lot of work to be done before we can move away from being so dependent on non-renewable resources. Bill is the Northeast CERTS coordinator. That stands for Clean Energy Resource Team. And he's on the line with us this morning to talk about not only the transition that the state needs to make, but a way for you to get involved if this is something that is an important cause as far as you're concerned. Bill, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for helping us share this story. It's an exciting time.
Boy, it certainly is. Now, if folks want to get involved, usually we kind of add that at the end of a conversation, but if folks want to get involved and have a voice in Minnesota's clean energy future, there is a Minnesota 2025 Energy Action Plan, and there are going to be some events coming up around it. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're planning that. We've actually been planning that event for 6 months, and it's coming up this week on the 26th in Grand Rapids. That's one of four such meetings around the state. And we had a small grant from the Department of Energy to gather input about what community leaders who are involved in energy issues think the future could look like in Minnesota. So it's going to be an exciting report to the federal Department of Energy. And from that, we may guide future decision-making and choices.
So folks are encouraged to attend these sessions, one in Grand Rapids on the 29th, there's one in St. Paul, and then there's an annual event, and there are small group discussions on energy planning, industry and agriculture, buildings and energy efficiency, mobility and transportation and fuels, energy supply, grid modernization. These are going to be quite the events.
Right. It's running from 1 to 4:30 in Grand Rapids on the 29th. Thanks for correcting the date. Yeah, and so it's going to be an exciting report because the people who are coming are primarily people who have been involved in energy issues in their own communities, their businesses, and their schools.
Now, Duluth is still, even though Duluth isn't included in the list of cities that is taking part in this event, Duluth still making the news because Duluth is still one of the final cities competing in the Georgetown University Energy Prize competition. One of 50 cities get $5 million for efficient energy savings. $5 million, of course, would be lovely if somebody handed you or I a check, for you or me a check for that, Bill. But can it really do any good in a city the size of Duluth?
No, that's a great question. Yes, Duluth is the only Minnesota city that's qualified to compete, and first place receives the $5 million, which will be invested in ways that get to replicate the results produced by that city. So Duluth has excellent leadership and is developing the teamwork. We're more than 6 months into the process, and things are looking very good because a lot of actions have been engendered because of the excitement. And the University of Minnesota right here, UMD, is very involved in that process, and I could describe some of those ways in which the university is supporting the city and Equilibrium 3 in that national effort. So we encourage all Duluth citizens, if you're curious, contact either the city or Equilibrium 3. We can publish those emails if you want to get more information. But basically, we're all on the Duluth team, and we understand that Duluth is a port of possibilities where if we do a good job of catalyzing energy efficiency and harnessing our renewables, that can become a model for other cities in the state and maybe even on a larger scale. But we're all on the team. The question is, what's the vision and how can we build our teamwork fast? We have until the January of 2017 to produce these results, and so we're working intimately with Minnesota Power and Comfort Systems also.
So the also, in addition, as we're, you know, as we're looking through this list of things that Duluth is doing and that our area is doing, Arrowhead Electric Cooperative launched a community solar garden program at the beginning of the month.
Yes, that was a very exciting event. I was there for the dedication, and they had a huge community turnout. the way they've set up the funding for that is the stakeholders who are served by the Arrowhead Electric can buy shares of that solar production, and those shares, the panels that the investors buy, will reduce their monthly bill from Arrowhead Electric. It's an exciting concept, and it's already on the ground in the Twin Cities, but they've taken the lead up here on the North Shore. So we're welcoming Minnesota Power to that discussion. They've recently announced that they intend to invest in large-scale solar production, and we're kind of assisting that process, too, because this is a big collaboration. We sense that there's a growing interest in the public, especially in Duluth, partly because of Georgetown, that more and more of our citizens want to be part of this. They want to invest their hopes, literally, in a clean energy future.
Well, I think for some people, it's just a matter of simple economics. The costs on so many of these conversions have come down enough that people who up until now have said, yes, I believe in solar, I believe in wind, I believe in clean energy, but I just can't afford it, are now saying, yeah, it's not too far out of my grasp financially.
Great. You're exactly on the money. One of the things that's happened in the energy realm is that because we have used up lots of the easy large deposits of oil and natural gas, now we're going farther and going deeper. We've actually approached a point called parity in the marketplace where solar and wind are now competing very well with coal, which is the cheapest fossil fuel. So more and more cities, counties, businesses, and schools are evaluating what's the best path to the future. It has to do with safety, it has to do with economics, and it has to do with health. But CERTS is just a small operation. We're 17 people with a budget of roughly $1 million trying to change the direction of the supertanker. And it's something like paddling a 1,000-foot vessel with a paddle. But the encouraging part is there's lots of excited and motivated people at the grassroots. So I really love my work because I get to meet and interact with those people.
Well, Bill, we're going to get some links set up on our website so it will be easy for folks to find additional information and ways that they can get involved. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thanks for your help, Lisa.
Bill Mittelfeld, our guest this morning on Green Visions. He is the Northeast CERTS coordinator. CERTS stands for Clean Energy Resource Team. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.